WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
Medical Center following a fight between two inmates at the Coshocton County Justice Center. Gail Lenzo of Newcomerstown backed into a vehicle operated by Rebecca Lewis of Massillon in the 23,000 block of Airport Road. Harold Stevens of Dresden reported theft in the 18,000 block of State Route 16 in Franklin Township. A Frazeesburg resident reported theft of a handgun in Pike Township. An employee of Brillhart's Body Shop reported the theft of a catalytic converter from a customer's vehicle. Deputies were dispatched to a Coshocton and male under the influence in the 700 block of South 3rd Street who needed medical attention, and Caitlin Murray of Coshocton reported a theft in the 300 block of Locust Street in Coshocton. West Lafayette Police Department reports these activities. At 2:26 a.m., an officer assisted Coshocton County with a burglary in progress. At 9:07 a.m., an officer responded to a disabled vehicle call in the 200 block of West Main Street. At 11:14 a.m., an officer responded to a domestic violence call in the 300 block of East Russell. Everything checked out okay. And at 2:19 p.m., an officer assisted the fire department with a vehicle reported on fire at the intersection of State Route 93 and U.S. 36. The Coshocton City and County Park District is looking to renew a levy that benefits all county parks. It was first passed in 2013 and generates around $350,000. Park District Director Tammy Rogers says not only does a levy like this one help to merely keep the lights on, but it assists in necessary maintenance.
The cost of mowing and upkeep to picnic tables to even, you know, renovating bathrooms and shelter roofs and things like that. So I think it's a great thing to continue.
The Park District Board must next request a certification evaluation for proposed tax levy from the county auditor. Once the auditor completes that process, the information is submitted to the Board of Elections. Assuming all paperwork is properly completed, the issue will then be placed on the ballot. As the Riverview Local School District gets set for next year's reconfiguration, Conesville Elementary is going to incorporate that into how it uses an Ohio Arts Council grant. The grant, worth $30,000, will help to sponsor a residency with the Pomerene Center's Ann Cornell, who will use art to help students illustrate migration and transition in social studies classes. This school year will be the last one for the existence of Conesville Elementary, which will be absorbed into the forthcoming Riverview Primary School. Principal Jared Renner explains the lessons the students will be taught are not meant to just make them more book smart.
People migrate all the time. They move for jobs. They move for family. They move for a lot of reasons. And a move doesn't always have to be a negative thing. And we want to see it as growth instead of losing something.
Last year, Conesville used the grant to partake in what's called the Dot Obliteration Room, where students place dot stickers of all shapes, sizes, and colors all over a white hallway. Falls Township Search and Rescue out of Port Washington is headed to Kentucky to assist with rescue and recoveries from the massive deadly flash flooding that's happened there in the past few days. And they're asking for donations before the team goes. Cindy Gray with the township says several trucks and trailers will be set up at Terry's Pizza on State Street in Newcomerstown today for those who can help from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. to take on this trip. She says many families are affected. Several have lost their lives. There are many who cannot be reached yet, and the group is therefore headed down to help.
We have asked for monetary donations. We are a nonprofit. Would help us get down and back, and any expenses that we incur, like eating or if we stay, things like that while we're down there.
In addition to monetary donations, non-perishable food, pet supplies, water, cleaning supplies, turnout gear, and gas cards will also be accepted. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. Yeah, it is Friday already. The weekend is upon us. We have Ernest coming to town tonight. Expect a big crowd in downtown Coshocton to see the country star perform for free right here in our hometown. It is time for the Communication Alliance program, and I'm Mike. We'll be together till 11 o'clock this morning, and we'll have some open phone lines to talk about lighter topics, which is always the rule of thumb on a Friday. Keep it light as we head into the weekend, so we can talk about maybe Ernest coming to town or movies or music or your stamp collection or whatever else is on your mind. And we have a not really a light topic, but an interesting and important topic to kick off our program today. We have here in the studio with us Tiffany Swigert, director of the Coshocton County Port Authority, and Pat Ford. He is the director of business engagement for Frontier Group. And good morning, Tiffany. And Pat, thank you for being here today.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, before we bring Pat in here, can you give us an overview about what are some of the major things that are going on with the Port Authority?
Oh, wow. I actually just made the statement. It's a really exciting time to be in economic development right now. You know, with some of the influx through stimulus dollars that have been put out there due to the pandemic, our community has really stepped up and said we're going to capture as much of that money as we can to make sure that we are locally having the impact that we should. And so we are managing more projects than we ever have before. Things that just have never been presented to us before as an opportunity because of this money not being there previously. So demo projects, brownfield site revitalization, those kind of things, of course. As you drive around Coshocton now, wide-eyed, hopefully you're seeing some of the incredible improvements that have been being made, whether it's business expansion with MFM, an exciting announcement with McWain Pool or McWain Ductile last week, Skip's Landing. Everywhere you turn, there's something really exciting going on, and the topic today, that's just as exciting as well.
Well, we had Commissioner Shryock on yesterday, and Mary Beck, and we've had the mayor, and we've had our town of Coshocton, and so many, and there really does seem to be an energy that has that's building or has been building for the last couple of years here locally.
I think there's such an exciting momentum that's going on right now, and we just want to make sure that that continues and grows.
All right. Well, can you give us a little background on our guest today and why we're here?
I can. So as many of us have experienced the detour on State Route 16, it is kind of rerouting you in ways, and hopefully you're seeing the beauty of our community and appreciating that. However, it is taking you right in front of the AEP, the former AEP site. And so I think that there's been some questions about what's happening. Of course, last December, we had many, many people gather for the iconic Saks falling. I think that there was a huge number of people from even outside of our community that came to experience that. So we're here today to kind of talk a little bit about the relationship that we have with Conesville Industrial Park, the Frontier Group of Properties, how we work together, and kind of what's going on that site currently, but more importantly, what's next, what we're preparing for.
Okay, and our guest is Pat Ward. He is the Director of Business Engagement, is that right, for the Frontier Group. And welcome to Coshocton. Pat, thank you for being here with us today.
It's great to be here, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate how welcoming the community has been to not only our company, but also all of our folks that are working out there on the site.
Pat, would you share a little bit about your company? What is it that the Frontier Group does?
So the Frontier Group of Companies is a large-scale, what we call a large-scale brownfield developer. We acquire decommissioned coal-fired power plants, steel mills, textile factories, and pulp factories, and we acquire them with the sole intent of repurposing these sites. We are not a scrap company. We actually acquire these properties as a legacy developer to take advantage of the assets on the property and repurpose those to a development that we know is a great fit for not only the community, but also the regional economic market.
And where does the AEP plant fit in there?
This is a very sexy site in our portfolio. And when what really makes this site attractive is not only the size of this site, it's a 2,500-acre site. It has ample power, it has ample water, it is served by rail, and it's also in a larger economic market that is very attractive to businesses in energy, chemical, value-added metal, transportation, logistics, and also technology and microchip manufacturing.
How long has the Frontier group of companies been around? How long have you been in existence?
The family, the Frangione family, who owns the company, has been in this business for two generations, actually the third generation right now. But the company itself has been around for just over 20 years. And we have sites, actually, throughout the Mid-Atlantic. We have sites, three sites in Ohio. We have two sites, power plants in West Virginia, and two in Texas, and also one in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so mostly in the Midwest and the East, but some down in Texas as well. Are there other companies that do similar things?
Very few.
Okay,
and we'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, sure. Okay, but so how many projects do you work with concurrently?
So right now, I would say we have 10 projects that I'm working on concurrently. And what's great about working with a family-owned company is we still operate like a Main Street business. We keep the family keeps their hands on the pulse of the community, the customer, and also the organizations within the community that really add to the quality of life of a particular community, which is why we spend a lot of time engaging with the local Port Authority, the Chamber of Commerce, and local businesses to make sure that we have our hands on the pulse of the community. And not only are we bringing in businesses and industries that are a good fit for the community, but we also want to capitalize on the labor force in the area. I mean, one of the things that really attracted us to this site was the rich agrarian and industrial heritage, which is the foundation for a great workforce, because they bring a great work ethic to not only our site, but the businesses that we're going to bring to our site.
What is your role then in this project, and how many people from your company are actually here on site?
Oh, gosh.
We
probably have about 50 folks on the site right now, and that doesn't even include contractors. We have those folks. We self-perform our work. So the work that you see out there right now are Frontier Group of Companies employees. So our people acquire the property, remediate it, clean it up, raise it, and prepare the site, and then we hire out for all the vertical and horizontal construction on the site. So we will work with local builders, contractors, architects, and engineers to help us repurpose the site. My job in the hierarchy is to bring the business and industry to the site, and that's where that relationship with the Port Authority, Jobs Ohio, and the governor's office is very important to making sure that we get those big leads and those big prospects that we know that are going to create employment opportunities and also expand the tax base and create value for Coshocton County.
When did you and Tiffany first meet?
Tiffany, when was that? Two years ago?
Right from the beginning, yeah. So about 2 years ago. And, you know, clearly the closure of AEP, excuse me, was something that was very emotional for our community. And it wasn't the first time that we had experienced that kind of emotion. And it's really important in economic development to really try to figure out what's next, not stay in that moment of sadness, but really look more towards the future. And when we started to understand what the portfolio was with the Frontier Group of Properties, we got really optimistic. And clearly hearing from Pat, you can understand why. And so there is some tremendous opportunity really for us to be working together at probably the most incredible time in Ohio's history, in the nation's history, when it comes to development in Ohio. And we can talk a little bit about how we think we're going to benefit from that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that potential, certainly, and there is quite a bit. Pat, the equipment, you showed me some pictures. You've got some pretty heavy-duty equipment on site there. That's a pretty macho-looking equipment that you've got there.
I've got
dump trucks.
That's kind of the way, you know, it's kind of a guy's job. You know, we've got, I call them big toys. We got some big toys out there on the site, and some of those range from 100-ton dump trucks, and again, I'm getting above my pay grade. You know, I just think of them as big Tonka toys, but they're slitters, cutters, movers, just everything that you need to manage a site. And again, that's Frontier equipment that's out there too. So we have a yard actually that's based in Pennsylvania where we maintain all of our equipment, and it's centrally located for all of our sites. And again, it gets the job done. And what's important about self-performing the work is when Tiffany brings a prospect to us, and there might be a restricted time frame within which that business needs to locate there, we can assemble the resources on site to accelerate that decommissioning and that site preparation schedule to accommodate the industries that Tiffany's bringing into our community.
What work specifically is being done at this moment in time?
So actually, there are some questions that are circulating in the community as to when businesses can move in. Businesses can move in to our site right now. As a matter of fact, we are accommodating some of the existing industries in the area to expand into our into our property, and also working and negotiating with other businesses to move into our property as well. But the guts of the site, the 500 acres where the plant was, and all the ash ponds, those are right now being repurposed, cleaned up to create one level mega site for some of those larger industries like Intel that moved into Licking County to really be gravitating towards our site. So the plant's coming down, as Tiffany mentioned, the stacks have come down, the ponds are being remediated, the site's being balanced. So it's really starting to come together quite well.
And a little bit of a follow-up, because something I didn't realize before we started talking, that the AEP plant site, while it's a large site, it might be larger than some realize, certainly larger than what I realized. Can you describe, not only in terms of acreage, but what borders the property?
So if you would, the easiest way that I can describe it is if you are standing actually between the plant and what I like to call, I think it's the Lap Farm, that's right across the street. And if you look at the plant, basically if you look across the plant to the hillside, all the way up to the hillside in front of you, and also to your left and to the river on your right, that's every bit of the 2,500 acres that we own. And so, you know, the plant really was just operating on maybe 500-600 acres, but we have 2,500 acres there to work with. And AEP was mentioned, and what's really nice about our relationship with AEP, we were really able to make a seamless transition from AEP owning and operating it to us now developing that site. And one of those key folks that I have to give a shout out to is Eric Skelly, former AEP employee. We are very humble in knowing where our skill set stops. And so whenever we acquire a unique site like this, we like to keep former AEP employees on site to help us understand the asset, to help us market the asset, articulate what made that site attractive to generate power, because the same assets that are used to make a site attractive for generating power are the same assets that are sexy for industries to want to locate to our site.
Now, you work with about how many other, did you say you're working with right now, other properties?
We're working about 9 or 10 properties right now.
All right, and is this property, you describe it as a sexy premium property. Do you say that about all the girls? What makes this one particularly attractive?
Well, what makes this particularly attractive, you're making me blush when you say that, but I'll tell you what, it is. We had an opportunity to talk to Governor DeWine and his wife, Fran, at a function a couple weeks ago, and this site was of particular interest to the governor because of its proximity to the Intel facility, a $20 billion facility. And how many employees are they going to?
3,000.
So,
yes.
So, you know, the way we think and the way the governor thinks, the way Tiffany thinks, is that if Intel is going to make that type of investment, a long-term investment that close, 45 minutes from?
Yeah, we are 55 miles from our county line to that site, the Intel Ohio site. So we are most definitely within the radius to experience.
And so the way I drive, that's a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
So, but that's what makes it not only attractive to us as the Frontier Group of Companies, Tiffany, but also the governor. So when I say that this is one of the most sexy properties in our portfolio, it definitely is, and the writing is on the wall on what the future of this site holds.
This would be a good time to take a break so we can stay on a schedule. We will talk a little bit more about the AEP plant and its development, which is underway right now. Our guest is Tiffany Swigert, director of the Coshocton County Port Authority, and Pat Ford. He is the director of business engagement for the Frontier Group of Companies. We'll be back right after these words.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel Seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development, From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit ChannelListens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
The Genesis Coshocton Medical Center is hiring. The center will open in early 2023, and they are filling many positions now. The jobs include clinical roles such as nurses, therapists, technicians, paramedics, and EMTs. Other jobs are in environmental services, food and nutrition, patient registration, and customer relations. They offer competitive wages and benefits. Check out their open positions now and keep watching as they add more this year. Go to genesishcs.org/careers and type Coshocton in the keyword field.
The Holmes County Senior Fair Board is excited this year that you can now purchase Holmes County Fair tickets and passes online. Online purchasing is now available by visiting the fair website at holmescountyfair.com. To purchase reserve grandstand tickets, season passes, and reserve parking passes, fairgoers will also be able to use their credit and debit card at the gate. And of course, you will still be able to use good old cash at the gate or during pre-fair hours, listed on the fair website or Facebook page. Get ready for the Holmes County Fair in Harvest Ridge, August 8th through the 13th. Purchase your tickets online now.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Colonial Sports and Courts has been Coshocton's go-to fitness center since 1982. If you've never been to Sports and Courts, stop by and see what they have to offer. You can take advantage of a membership or a daily rate to use all their amenities. Sports and Courts offers silver sneakers, which you can use as a free membership. Again, silver sneakers is available at Sports and Courts. They have enough free weights and machines to reach all your fitness goals. If you enjoy playing pickleball, racquetball is very similar, and Sports and Courts is a great place to play all season long. For more information, stop by 1101 Ferry Falls Drive or call 740-623-8382.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This is the Meat Man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. It's the first of the month. If you're looking for the best quality steak or want something cut just the way you like it, come see me. I've been cutting meat in town for the last 48 years. Our cases are full of fresh-cut ribeyes, New York strips, T-bones, porterhouse, pork chops, fillets. If you're looking for the most economical way to buy meat, try one of my 19 economy meat bundles, ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. To place orders, stop in or call 622-4625. Mention this ad on the radio and get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. And don't forget about our great chopped sirloin patties. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you can't beat our deli meat prices. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, it's hot, but keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
At Advantage Tire and Audio, we strive to meet your automotive and side-by-side needs. You already know us for our awesome deals on tires and wheels, but did you know we have parts and accessories in stock for your side-by-side as well? Whether you want to make your side-by-side city compliant or the baddest on the trail, we have you covered. Check us out online at tireandaudio.com, where we make financing easy, or call 740-295-9200.
Mostly cloudy with patchy fog early this morning. Chance of showers and thunderstorms early this morning. Then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain is 70% for tonight. Mostly cloudy. Showers with thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 70%. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. Currently, it is 74 degrees in Coshocton. Our guest this morning, Tiffany Swigert, the director of the Coshocton County Port Authority, and Pat Forb, the director of business engagement for the Frontier Group of Companies, and they are currently working for remediation of the AEP power plant site and working with the Port Authority for further development and to find some new tenants in the future. And, Pat, brownfield and property contamination is something that, Tiffany, I know that, you know, we've had the issues in Coshocton County, other places, GE plant, steel ceilings, just to name a couple. But it would seem that a power plant property would leave a certain amount of contamination.
Well, you would think that, and we kind of like people thinking that because it scares some of the people away who might otherwise have wanted to acquire the site. And so, in all seriousness, when you talk about our power plants and you look at the types of abandoned properties that we acquire, steel mills, textile factories, pulp factories, power plants, actually the power plant sites are the cleanest.
Pretty clean, okay.
They are. And a lot of that has to do with the stewardship of the power companies themselves. I mean, when you look at the closing documents that we have, whenever we do one of these transactions, you see everything that someone like AEP has done with this site to be great stewards of not only the property, but also the land and also their neighbors. And so when we get to a site like this, really, the only thing that we have to clean out is really the residue from the burning of the coal, which is the fly ash, and also the asbestos that naturally comes with building the equipment and the construction of everything that was built in that time period when this plant was built. So it's pretty straightforward work, but it's hard work. If you look at a site like this in a building, I mean, the foundations of these plants can sometimes go 50 to 70 feet into the ground. We're down there remediating all the asbestos, lead-based paint, and all the other stuff that might be down there. Some universal waste, which is just a fancy word to say there's just stuff laying around in cans and totes. And then the heavier lift, the long-term lift, is removing the ash from those ponds that are out there on the site. And you can see those trucks moving that product out every day, six days a week. And again, in all of that material, not only are we recovering it under the watchful eyes of the state and the federal government, but we are also making sure that when we remove it from the site, we are putting it in the proper landfill, following all the state, the local state and federal regulations to put it there and also cap it. So we take a lot of pride in our work. And we make sure that it's done right.
What is the time frame for completion?
I always like to say maybe 1.5 to 2 years out. But if Tiffany would come to me and say, "Hey, Pat, if we got an industry that needs to be there in a year," now if the Frangione family's listening, they might not want me to say this because they're going to have to work double time. But the fact of the matter is that goes back to the importance of self-performing the work. You know, we really have probably 2.5 years of work there. But if an Intel or someone like that would come to us, I can assure you that the Frangione family and our employees would work hard to accelerate that schedule to make sure we can accommodate
that. What I'm understanding, though, is it's being marketed as we speak. And the time frame and maybe even the final product is those that are approaching Tiffany and you are a factor.
Yeah, because think about, and this is where you have to stay somewhat fluid, and at the same time, this is what makes a large site of 2,500 acres attractive to these prospects, is that we've got a lot of room to accommodate, you know, 3 or 4 50-acre industries or 1 500-acre industry and a couple 50-acre industries, and that's what's really attractive about this site. We have road frontage for half of the site. We have rail along one side of the site and water and river along the other. So we have a lot of flexibility to build a road network to service all of the site and accommodate not just one but multiple industries that are looking at our site right now.
Now, all that being said, the fact that it is fluid, how accurately can you describe what the finished product will look like?
The finished product will look like a modern industrial park. It'll have an industrial access road, a public road that will not only serve the industries that are in that park, but it also will have modern utilities. I mean, I was just telling Tiffany right now, we're working with engineers and local agencies to figure out how to bring public water and sewer to this site. You know, another thing that people don't think about is water and sewer. You know, a lot of people just think that, you know, I'm flushing the toilets, getting some water. They think that comes from public water and sewer, particularly on a big plant like this. Every plant that we acquire, it doesn't matter how urban or populated the area is, all of them are still served by their own private wells and private septic systems, and they pull processed water from a river. So every site has the challenge of bringing public water and sewer to the site. And so right now, we don't have it there, but we're being very creative to figure out how to use the existing infrastructure on the site that AEP used to repurpose that to create a modern, somewhat municipal water and sewer treatment system on our site.
Tiffany, the city of Coshocton, is that something that's being considered as a possible water slash sewer source?
You know,
has there been any discussions about that with the city?
Right now where we're at is trying to understand the assets on the site and how potentially they could work with another municipal system.
Okay.
And so we're kind of in investigation stage at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly that is something that I think would be a great outcome for the city of Coshocton as well, being able to maybe serve some residents along the way there. But there's no official discussion happening because we don't know what we don't know yet. So we're bringing in the professionals to really help us.
Okay, so we can't go there yet. But it's well known that the city of Coshocton does have quite the ability of water production.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
So we'll, I guess, leave it at that.
Yep. And when
that is duly recorded, and I heard that, Mike, so thank you for saying that.
All right. Now, we'll talk about how the finish, you know, on down the road, how this will impact Coshocton County. What about the village of Conesville itself, right there in the shadows of the project? Have you had a discussion with Ms. Donnelly or the leadership in Conesville about?
We've actually been communicating with them regularly, and we're actually working with them on a couple of projects now to possibly provide them access to the river. Even possibly creating a park for them, and again, just being great neighbors, because again, thinking that we always operate as a Main Street business and community, we want to make sure that we're engaged not only with Coshocton, but also right there, our next door neighbor, Conesville themselves, and we do meet regularly with them.
I think it's important to note, too, that, you know, not only did Pat and I's relationship start 2 years ago, the first thing that they did was come in and host kind of a stakeholder meeting, brought all of our local governments together, our township trustees that are impacted there, some community leaders, and were really transparent with all of us about here's what's going to happen. Gave us the opportunity to ask questions, but more importantly, have open communication lines with the company. So you guys have done a great job of really making sure that they're connected.
Thank you.
What have been some of the primary concerns that have been raised either by the community or folks that you've worked with?
Well, what's interesting about a site like this is the biggest concern is what are we going to uncover? Because the biggest fear, not only for residents, but also developers who want to move here, for agencies that are interested in working with us in repurposing, but, you know, what are we going to find? And that fear of the unknown is what really piques people's interest. And so we get a lot of inquiries on that. And as Tiffany said, and I'm glad she used the word transparency, I mean, that's the right word. Mm-hmm. We never want our neighbors, our friends, or industries to be surprised. And so we have regular communications with folks locally and at all of our sites to make sure that they are fully abreast of everything that's happened, happening, and will happen in the future.
All right. How much, you mentioned, you know, what will you find? There is a certain amount of you know, legitimate concern there. What happens if you dig 70, 80 feet down and uncover the lost, you know, community of Atlantis or something? Is there anything that can I joke about that, but are there
no,
things that could derail the project?
There's nothing that will ever derail a project, I will tell you that. But going back down to digging, it is really cool, though. You do find a lot of cool things that comes with these plants. I mean, when we acquire these plants, as is where is. And so everything that was ever built there, put there, generally passes along to the property owner. And this goes back to the a follow-up answer to your question about what it is that we find. The second most popular question that we get is, can we come back and get a memento of the site? And that, I would even say that probably is the most frequently asked questions and the questions that we received. And going back to the dropping of the stacks, when we announced that those stacks were coming down, we received a number of calls for folks wanting a brick or a memento from that. And so Eric Skelly has been kind enough after those drops to pull aside some of those bricks as mementos. So if people do want a memento from that who worked there, Eric's got a stack of these bricks that we're gladly passing out. And some people might even want to come back in and look at their old office, you know. And so that's what's nice about having what I call local ambassadors on the site, because I couldn't find someone's office. You know, I never worked there. And so it's great to give someone a last look or two, bring a family member. It's not that we encourage, you know, family tours, but we accommodate those because, again, it's part of being a good neighbor, and it's also part of educating the younger generations of the importance of an industrial heritage in a community like Coshocton. And so, and we've done this frequently. I mean, how often can a 5, 6, 7, or 8-year-old see what it was like to generate power or make steel or make plastic? You know, so that's why we really open our doors, and at the same time, understanding that it is an active construction site, to let people taste, feel, and smell the importance of industry and industrial heritage.
We're talking today with Pat Ford. He is the director of a business engagement for Frontier Group of Companies. They are remediating the AEP site, developing a corporate park. And we will be back with Tiffany Swigert, director of Coshocton County Port Authority, and Pat right after these words.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center would like to thank all the community partners that sponsored this year's Fill the Backpack project. Platinum sponsors include American Electric Power, Cleveland Cliffs, Coshocton Church of the Nazarene, Coshocton Elks, Coshocton Walmart, COTC, Durbin Tire Service, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Kiwanis of Coshocton, McWayne Ductal, MVHC, Roscoe United Methodist Church, Wendy's of Coshocton, Willowbrook Consulting. Gold sponsors include B&M Excavating, the Coshocton Beacon, Coshocton County Coordinated Transportation, Coshocton Board of DD, Fanatics, Grace United Methodist Church, Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home, Hossaman Marketing, Jones Metal, Ravens Glen, Coshocton Rotary, Three Rivers Energy, West Lafayette Lions Club, and in memory of Randy L. Simmons. We would also like to thank the additional businesses and community members that have donated, and a special thanks to our volunteers that make this project possible. Thanks to your support, every elementary student in Coshocton County will receive a backpack and school supplies this coming school year. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Craig Abner with Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue in Coshocton. Help us celebrate National Golf Month all month long. With the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle, you will be entered into a drawing to win a $500 River Greens gift certificate where you can use it for equipment in the pro shop or maybe even some golf lessons. So stop in this month and visit us at 1921 Otsego Avenue or look us up on the web at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton.com.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel Seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development,
From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit ChannelListens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extendamax herbicide with vapor grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Adam Peters at Jeff Drennan Ford. We have the inventory and the financing, regardless of your budget or credit history. Stop in and see me for your next vehicle at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Coshocton, you can be part of making some of America's favorite and most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on Sunday, August 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. That's 1660 South 2nd Street. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They're currently offering pay starting at $20.60 per hour for second shift. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home too, come see them on Sunday, August 7th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Mostly cloudy with patchy fog early this morning. Chance of showers and thunderstorms early this morning. Then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 70%. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then a chance of showers after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. Currently, it is 74 degrees in Coshocton, and we're going to have open phone lines here in just a little bit. But for those of us that have traveled through Conesville, you know, a lot of people maybe haven't been through Conesville in a while. Now, because of the detour going through Conesville and past the old AEP plant, seeing all that activity and construction there, so getting a lot more traffic out there than typically is the case. Well, remediation is underway, and our guest is Pat Ford, the director of business engagement for Frontier Group of Companies, and this is a company that is restoring the AEP site and everything that needs to be done to do so. And just for some clarification, Pat, we mentioned maybe a year and a half, 2 years, 2.5 years for completion, but you already have one business, one company that's moved on to the property.
Yes, actually, and this lead came from Tiffany. Tiffany, you want to talk a little bit about how that lead generated and how we found Crozier Welding to move onto our site?
So one of the things that the Port Authority always makes a priority is something that we call BR&Es, or Business Retention and Expansion Visits. Part of the reason that that's a priority item to us is because we need to have a pulse on what's happening here with our local companies, understand their strengths, their weaknesses, what could become a vulnerability for them so that we could help be a conduit for those connections that can help them better that situation. Or if there's a strength, let's talk about expansion. We've been really, really grateful over the last few years. We've had some excellent expansions that have been announced. Crozier Welding was one of those expansions. Through the growth of their company and the new customer base that they had, they just were out of room at their current site. And so they were able to locate to a site, was a former Bridette site off of State Route 83, which is adjacent to the AEP site. And through the location there, they're able to do a continuous process from start to finish, but they still needed more room. And so they had kind of mentioned, we have some struggles. We're running out of space here. What's next? And through connection then with Pat, they have been able to locate on one of the yards there, fenced-in mm-hmm. kind of yards there. So not only are they helping the existing businesses that are here, but then the attraction part for new businesses comes from that as well.
And that particular spot, and we looked on the map there, it didn't really take a lot of remediation, mm-hmm. did it?
No, that was actually an equipment or maintenance building. It was secured. It had a fence around it, so it was actually a perfect fit for Bob.
Is there any other space or buildings that are available right now or will be available in the immediate future?
Absolutely. We have a handful of warehouses on site that are immediately available, and we also probably have, I would say, 200 or 300 acres that are readily available for folks to move in. So again, any interest in talking to us about moving on to that site or expanding your existing business onto our site, please contact Tiffany or me, and we'd be more than happy to meet with you and show you the space and the yards.
So we'll talk a little bit about how some of those lead generation happens, how we know that someone might be looking. Of course, having a pulse on our local companies is certainly important, but when it comes to new companies and attraction, you know, ConesvilleIndustrialPark.com has got an incredible website. They do a really great job of marketing that and putting out a ton of information. So most of the time, these companies that are looking to locate into communities, they are hiring site selectors to do that type of work. Sometimes it's an internal person, but usually it's a site selector that's got a very specialty workforce there that is looking for these leads. What happens is they don't sit down and go through the directory and start calling every community within that radius. They start to work with the state that they want to be in. And there's some parameters that they set with those searches. Sometimes it's, we need to be on the eastern coast because that's where our market is. Maybe we need to be looking within these states because we like the tax structure there. It almost always involves proximity to highway, the amount of acreage that they need, what type of utilities the site has for service, the available workforce. We talked about that a bit. So they send out these leads essentially saying, these are the things that we need. State of Ohio, Jobs Ohio is our state economic development driver. And tell us what communities you might have that would be able to answer this request for a proposal. When that happens, then the state, we want to make sure that the state knows what we have here. Of course, we talked a little bit about Governor DeWine, the relationship that you have there. But Jobs Ohio is aware of this incredible asset that we have here in Coshocton County. But it's our responsibility then, when we get these leads from Jobs Ohio, to review them, see if we have some property that fits that criteria. And when we realize that we do, and right now this Conesville Industrial Park site meets a lot of those RFPs. Mm-hmm. So we're receiving these leads, we're looking at it, saying, yes, this is a great fit. Sometimes it's a 20-question RFP. Sometimes it's four tabs of 100 questions each that we're answering. And it's almost always within a very short amount of time that we need to reply back to mm-hmm. these. And so we kind of have a database that we've been working from. You know, Pat has got an incredible team member with Anthony. Mm-hmm. When we get a lead like that, we reach out and say, hey, this is one we want to go after. We're going to start answering these questions. Anthony helps us. We do maps that work for each specific lead, and then we send those in for consideration. Sometimes we hear back. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's a very long process. Sometimes it's a short process, and it results in a site visit pretty quickly.
We need to get to one more break here before the top of the hour, so hold that thought. I'd like to continue that discussion about the marketing process and the interest that you have received thus far. We'll be back once again right after these words.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Coshocton, you can be part of making some of America's favorite and most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on Sunday, August 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. That's 1660 South 2nd Street. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They're currently offering pay starting at $20.60 per hour for second shift. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home too, come see them on Sunday, August 7th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy inherited properties, vacant homes, rentals, commercial properties, and apartment buildings. Give us a call today and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Hey, Brittany, since you work for Drown Law Offices, would you mind if I ask you a few questions about what my husband and I should do to prepare for our untimely death? This is a topic I don't enjoy talking about, but I want to make sure my family is taken care of.
Sure. I have assisted Attorney Drown with lots of his estate planning cases, so I am happy to answer some basic questions. What would you like to know?
What should we do with our real estate?
There are a few different options available. You could have a deed with survivorship or a transfer on death designation affidavit. Both of these documents would keep your real estate out of probate court. Another possibility would be to transfer the property to your next of kin, but retain the right to live there. Attorney Drown can help guide you in making the best decision for your particular circumstances.
Okay, what would I do with the rest of my stuff?
Some things, like cars or bank accounts, can also have transfer on death designations added to them. For other personal property, you might want to consider asking Attorney Drown to help you prepare your last will and testament.
How do I reach Attorney Drown?
Call Drown Law Offices at 740-291-8080 or stop into the office at 232 Chestnut Street in Coshocton to make an appointment.
Thanks, Brittany. This has been very helpful. I will call Drown Law Offices today.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Do you know that goats were one of the first animals to be domesticated? There are over 210 breeds of goat. And of the 450 million goats in the world, only 7% of them are here in North America. Hi, I'm David Marison from OSU Extension, and I hope you will visit the Brian Powell family with their goats at First Farm Friday on August 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. Kids will get a stamp card and return it for a chance to win a Coshocton County Fair Pass with rides sponsored by the Fair Board. We hope you will join us at First Farm Friday.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
You can save during Wilson Carpet and Furniture's Overstock Lazy Boy sale going on now. Take 10% off of sale price on motion sofas and love seats, rocker recliners, and wallaway recliners. Some exclusions apply, and this offer does not include special orders. Shop now while the selection is good and take 10% off of your new Lazy Boy sofa or recliner during our Overstock sale. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Valley ATV Polaris, a preferred partner for Polaris. 2022 Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsmans are on sale at Valley ATV in Danville. Order yours now at Valley ATV Polaris on Jellaway Road in Danville, where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy.
Or go to valleyatv.com. See Valley ATV Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. A chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. For tomorrow, cloudy skies in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with a chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. Currently, it is 74 degrees in Coshocton. We are back once again with Tiffany Swigert. She is the director of the Coshocton County Port Authority, and also Pat Ford. He is the director of business engagement for the Frontier Group of Companies, and this is the company that has all those trucks that you are seeing and all the construction out there at the AEP plant as they remediate that property and prepare it for a corporate and industrial park. And Tiffany, Intel. Well, we've had quite a bit of discussion about Intel around here on down the road, just on the other side of Newark, and how it's going to impact Coshocton. I'd like to hear your perspective as why is a company that's moving in that far away, it's not that far, 45 minutes,
yeah,
why is that going to have such a profound impact on Coshocton County?
For one, it is one of the largest investments in the state of Ohio in history. And so there's going to be a natural sprawl, even if it was just the Intel site that was being developed and impacted. There's going to be a natural sprawl from that community into its neighboring communities because of the sheer growth of this. So initially, Intel Ohio, when they first came out with the announcement, said $20 billion, $20 billion. 3,000 Ohio employees. They had a 1,000-acre purchase right off the bat with the ability to annex 3,000 as well. So they are certainly forward-thinking in the way that they're developing this site. 55 miles, that's it. That's the proximity from Coshocton County's line to this Intel site. We already have some community base that is driving that far mm-hmm. to work every day. Yeah. So naturally, we do think that we're going to benefit from that, just sheer proximity. What we also know is that as Intel is investing in this property, Intel's product is necessary, of course, for not just the United States, for the world. The chips are in so many of the products that we use every single day. But their supply needs that they have in order to produce that product. And their suppliers need to locate near them. And so while Intel's focused on that site, we have the ability to capture potentially some of the suppliers that are going to be serving that Intel site. 55 miles, again, that is not a long distance by any means. With this site being right on the Columbus to Pittsburgh corridor, as we have termed that route, 161 to State Route 16, we really, really are focused on making sure that our state, our federal government understands the importance of expanding that lane. through this area. And so there are six counties that are working very hard together to make sure that message is heard loud and clear. We've been doing that for years and years.
It was 25 years ago. It was like a foregone conclusion that it was going to happen. And then it dropped to the bottom of the priority list.
Absolutely.
What's your role and those other counties' role then in saying, hey, don't forget about us?
We advocate incredibly hard for that, to the point where I think every time a legislator might see me, they're like, oh, here we go again. But it is incredibly important, not just for the logistics of having a site like this available to the Columbus market, but also having the supplies, the supply chain available to the Pittsburgh market. There's 3 miles in Muskingum County, 7 miles in Coshocton County, so that it would be a continuous four-lane from Coshocton to Columbus. Then certainly we've got some additional work from Coshocton to Pittsburgh. But it's not unattainable at all. We just need to keep talking about it. We need to make sure that they understand the priority that it is. And this intel development certainly helps spearhead our efforts. So we're going to keep that conversation going.
Pat, throughout your career in this business, what kind of residual effects, such as widening of a highway or other things, have you seen in the wake of the projects that you've completed?
That's actually been a very critical component for the developments of all of our sites. As Tiffany mentioned, they want to know how quickly the prospects want to know how quickly they can get to a four-lane interstate going north and south. So having these connections are absolutely critical, because time is everything. We have to move at the speed of business in everything we do. That's responding to RFIs from prospects. That's to providing infrastructure to our sites. It's getting access. Everything has been accelerated, and it's expected now. It's not just a wish. It's an expectation.
Well, Pat, what else would you like to share with us about the development of the project, when it will be completed? And one thing I certainly wanted to ask you about, Tiffany, speaking with you in the past and all of your predecessors, you aren't going to tell us what companies.
That's correct.
Can you give us an overview of just how much interest that you have heard, how it's being marketed, and maybe the type of companies that you've heard from?
Yeah, the site is so large that I think we have a really exciting opportunity for diverse industries on the site. The rail being there is an absolute asset, so I think we may be looking at companies that might utilize the rail also. But at this point, it needs to be a good fit. So one of the things that we have talked about as far as being a target industry for the Coshocton County or Coshocton City area, because of our abundance of water, is the food industry. But our focus might be a little bit different on this site. Right now we have a tremendous amount of interest. And I think that really it kind of started with the state of Ohio saying, hey, we're a contender here for Intel. That certainly turns people's heads. Mm-hmm. And now they're really looking. So we, on a weekly basis, are receiving leads. We're reviewing those leads. We're getting those completed. We're sending them back through to the state so that they can be processed and reviewed. We're staying really busy right now.
How would you gauge the amount of interest that you're receiving right now versus the interest that you got or inquiries that you got before this project began?
Certainly increased probably by double. That being said, I don't want anyone to think that we weren't busy prior to this happening.
That certainly was not the point.
Exactly.
Here.
We, Ohio has been a contender because of the strength of Jobs Ohio for decades. We really are very competitive with Texas and Florida when it comes to how we market our communities. Most definitely, when Intel makes an investment in Central Ohio like this, other companies pay attention. And so our work has probably doubled. Previous, we may, and keep in mind, we do leads for more than just this site. So we've got probably six.
You are? You're marketing other sites other than ours?
Come on. We are. We have about six other sites. And so when those requests for information come through, we really look to see what is the highest and best fit for each of those properties. Pat kind of spoke to that, too, when it comes to what developments they may be attracting. And so we've stayed very, very busy in our office. We've kind of said it's an incredible time to be in economic development because of some of the investment that's being made. It would be awful if I didn't speak to the fact that our governor has put forth $500 million. He set that aside for Ohio Appalachia communities with the Ohio Builds program. That is a tremendous historical investment in counties just like ours. And so we certainly plan to take advantage of that, as well as making sure that we're making the most of sites like Conesville Industrial Park.
Who does all the grant writing, the application, the petitioning? Is that you?
It is our office. We work hand in hand with our regional partners, though, and our state partners. So we are incredibly well supported in our community by Jobs Ohio, by Ohio Southeast. That's more of the regional economic development office that's under Jobs Ohio. Our local development district is Omega, and they're kind of our front door to some of the federal funding that exists. So we are never without assistance when it comes to a large project like that, and we're super grateful for their experience.
Pat, I don't know how specific you can be, but what this project, and you've already mentioned the rail and the river and all the assets there. Are there any types of businesses, manufacturing, that it would be more ideal for than others?
What's really nice about this site, and it's really an acknowledgement and appreciation for Coshocton County. There's this nice, comfortable marriage between the agrarian-based community and the industrial community. Driving through the county, you would not know that there are chemical plants, there are value-added steel plants, there are fabricating plants. There are a number of types of industries. It's a very diverse economy. And what's nice about that is people, particularly today, industries don't like to be pioneers. They don't want to be the first type of industry into a community because the risks are too great. And so they want to have the comfort that if they're moving into a county, there is a fabricator, if they're a fabricating company. If they're an automotive or a steel company, they like to know that there's someone like a Cleveland Cliffs in here. If it's a chemical company, they're going to want to know that there's another company that's here. So that gives people the comfort of knowing that they're not pioneers. It's a safe investment. It's a secure investment. And also, there's a muscle memory in the local workforce that can work at these types of businesses. People have probably never heard that term, muscle memory, but muscle memory is very important. If there are generations of people in a community that have done a particular type of work, it's going to be in their DNA to continue to do that type of work. And also, the ability to train them can be accelerated because of that muscle memory. So it really makes our site attractive to value-added metals, chemical, transportation, logistics, and plastics, or the microchip companies.
You mentioned in the offset, I'd like to leave with this, that you are working with some local contractors and local people. So the point there is that we're already seeing some economic benefits already here because of this project here in the county.
Absolutely. And I'd also like to give a shout out to, again, not only to Tiffany, but also Fred Wachtel, who I'm going to be meeting shortly. People don't realize that you just don't plop a business down and do work. You need to work with the county engineer, the floodplain administrator. Everything that we're doing out there requires some type of permit or approval. And between Tiffany and Fred, we couldn't ask for better, seamless, accelerated, streamlined support in helping us get these businesses and industries here. So I really want to thank Tiffany and people like Fred for helping us through that. And also, Mike, my wife just texted me that she's listening on your web or your
MyWTNSRadio.com.
Yeah. From Buffalo, New York. Right. And so I want to give a shout out to my wife, Alicia. I'm going to be home later this evening. I'm being detained here. But we're having a good day. But my wife always likes to listen. So thank you for making your radio station accessible to people even in Buffalo, New York.
Hello from Coshocton, Alicia. And so now you're going to be around in the community for, well, another year or two.
I'm never going to leave. As I said, going back to point number one, we are legacy developers. The Franjone family, when we invest in our community, we invest to stay. So all of our sites, we like to stay involved, be the property manager, and we do not buy properties with the intent of flipping. So That's why we get involved with the Port Authority. We become active members of the chamber. We support local organization and their ventures because that's part of being a Main Street community, and we enjoy being here.
I appreciate you being here with us today. We'll do it again sometime.
Thank you very much.
That is Pat Ford, Director of Business Engagement for the Frontier Group of Companies, developing the AEP property, and also Tiffany Swigert, Director of the Coshocton County Port Authority. Tiffany, thank you for being here with us as well.
Thank you, Mike. We always appreciate the opportunity.
And we'll do it again sometime in the near future as well. Okay, we have open phone lines. We can chat about our discussion with our guests, or if there's something else that's on your mind. It is Friday. You know we do try to lighten up and keep it light on a Friday, and sometimes with limited success, but a lot of positive things to talk about, not the least of which is development here in Coshocton County. And tonight is the third of the summer concert series in downtown Coshocton. We had the Foreigner tribute band, Double Vision. There was a big crowd downtown for that. I was there for that. I was not there for the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, but my understanding is the crowd was even bigger. And tonight it is Ernest, an up-and-coming country star. He has had a big hit on the country charts, and he is coming here to perform for free in Coshocton tonight, so we can talk about any of those things. Or if you do want to talk about your garden or travel or movies or music, give me a call. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Let's get our national and international news now from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hiring is up and the unemployment rate is down. The latest numbers from the Labor Department are a nice surprise for those worried about a possible recession. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Employers added a surprising 528,000 jobs last month, more than double economists' predictions. The unemployment rate is down to 3.5%. The hiring boom comes despite raging inflation and rising anxiety about a recession. The economy shrank the last two quarters, which is one informal definition of a recession. But most economists believe the strong jobs market has kept the economy from actually slipping into a downturn, though they do fear one is coming.
The Kremlin is slamming the U.S. for making what it calls loud statements publicly about Brittany Griner's case. Griner, the American basketball star, is in prison in Russia on drug possession and drug smuggling charges. Secretary of State Tony Blinken said this morning.
We've all seen the sentencing, the conviction of Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison, and that further compounds the injustice that's being done to her and her wrongful detention. It puts a spotlight on our very significant concern with Russia's legal system and the Russian government's use of wrongful detentions to advance its own agenda.
The Kremlin says it's open to talking about a possible prisoner exchange, but it's warning the U.S. against what it calls microphone diplomacy. Payback for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which China considers its own territory. Beijing is ending, for now, dialogue with the U.S. on a range of issues. The Mall of America in suburban Minneapolis is reopening today as police continue to search for whoever fired gunshots inside the mall yesterday. Nobody hurt. This is AP News. New York State is advising residents to get vaccinated against polio. The AP's Jennifer King.
They're describing it as the tip of the iceberg. In a statement, New York Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett warns residents that for every one case of paralytic polio observed, there may be hundreds of other people infected. The polio virus has now been found in wastewater samples in both Rockland and Orange counties, both known as centers of vaccine resistance. Bassett is urging the community to get inoculated to keep from suffering the fate of an unvaccinated young adult who developed paralysis, the first person known to be infected with polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade. Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo is an epidemiologist with Brown University.
This is not the first vaccine-preventable illness we've actually seen in Rockland County. And just before the pandemic, there was a very large measles outbreak in Rockland County, also due to low vaccine coverage.
Infected people can have no symptoms but still transmit the polio virus, which can cause paralysis and even death. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 14 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we do have open phone lines between now and 11 this morning to talk about whatever is on your mind, whether it is economic development in Coshocton County, whether it's Ohio State football, whether it's your garden, or whether it is Ernest coming to town tonight. Certainly a lot of things, positive things, that we can chat about between now and 11 o'clock. So let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Yeah, other than I know here's a topic of movies that's been in the news.
Okay. You still there? Are you still there? Whoop. I lost
I'm still
him.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Now, a new as I said, a new Batgirl film was supposed to come out. Then, then Warner Brothers decided to cancel it. It was supposed to even have an old Batman return.
A new Batgirl film?
Yeah.
Okay, I hadn't heard about that one. Batgirl, sort of a peripheral character in the whole Batman franchise. The Batgirl I remember, the only real Batgirl, was Yvonne Craig in the original, I shouldn't say original, the 60s campy Batman TV show with Adam West. I think there's been a couple of other, let's see, Alicia Silverstone played a Batgirl once,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
Yeah,
was in there with
she
Chris
had
Kidd.
A much different backstory. Wasn't she, wasn't Alfred her uncle or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Batman has been, I just watched, there was one of the cable stations that showed a whole bunch of Batman movies back to back. I am a big fan of, let's see, it was Batman, I think it was Batman Returns, Batman Begins. There's been some pretty good ones. The ones that had Heath Ledger as the Joker. And then there's been some pretty mediocre Batman movies as well. So the quality has varied quite a bit over the years. Have you seen them all? Are you a big fan?
Yeah. I actually own the one where Alicia Silverstone is Batgirl in that Batman and Robin, where they ruined the suit on that one, Mike. The suit's on that one.
Yeah. We won't go into any more details than that. But if you look at the suits, it's like what were they thinking? And that one was, to me, that one was better than what the critics were pretty hard on that one. It had its, but it did have its moments.
Yeah. Yeah. And then basically, cause I know Warner Brothers said it was because it was very bad, then they decided to write it off as a loss.
But I'll put it this way. I think that was the first time I know it wasn't. I saw it once a long time ago, but I wouldn't call it awful. I would not call it an awful movie. But Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl, that was a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, and then I know, because I know when they decided to, it was a surprising that if they decided to cancel this new one that was supposed to come out, it was going to, because Michael Keaton was going to return as Batman.
Yeah.
It's because that's been highlighted in the news as of this week, because Warner Brothers decided to write it off. It was about a $90 million budget.
Now, by write it off, you mean did they produce it, or they're not going to release it? What?
It's not going to be released. It was completed, Mike, too.
It'll be released someday. They're getting Warner Brothers is getting some publicity out of this, so someday it will be.
It was huge. Huge. Critics were even backlash out of it.
So the critics didn't like it, huh?
No, actually, people were going. People were backlash that they don't even get a chance to see it, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how bad Warner Bros. Thought it was.
Well, there have been a lot of movies that have been released, bad movies that have been released anyway. So by the standard that I've seen from ones that have been released, this must have been just truly awful.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's like there's been some terrible superhero films. There's been some really bad ones. Like there's been some good ones. There's been some okay ones.
Now, are you a fan of the Star Trek or the Star Trek, the Batman TV series from the 60s?
I actually have been watching reruns. I actually have that whole series on, as a DVD collection.
Now, that was my first exposure to Batman. So I thought that's what Batman was. That was the perspective. And then the movies came out. I never have been a comic book reader or collector. And then the movies came out, I think, in the mid to late 80s. And the franchise has meandered a bit since then. We've got several different backstories. They're not all the same. But that original Adam West Batman, to me, Adam West, that was Batman, and it was a comedy, and it was campy, and it was nothing else quite like it, with all the villains and the things that were the effects that were just physically impossible, like the changing their costumes when they slide down the pole, that kind of thing.
Yep. For the 1989 film, guess who actually auditioned to play the role of Bruce Wayne / Batman himself?
Mike. 1989 film. Was that the first Batman movie?
Yeah, the full feature length with Michael Keaton. But Mike, I guess who originally tried to audition for the role but couldn't do it because
I don't know. I don't know.
You ever heard of Alec Baldwin?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, they couldn't do it because he was he actually had chemistry with the one who played Vicki Vale. Kim Basinger.
Okay. Huh, I'm trying to picture that. That's kind of hard to imagine.
Yeah, because I know when Jack Nicholson because he actually played the Joker in that, he actually brought some of the stuff with Cesar Romero and some of the stuff from the cartoon, from basically the cartoon style of the Joker, basically.
Jack Nicholson played the Joker and did a great job of it. Heath Ledger, and he even received rave reviews for his role of the Joker before his tragic death. But he truly did a great job of playing a psychotic criminal.
Yeah, because I know they recently did this newest Batman, which starring Robert Pattinson this year.
But I have not seen that one yet. What's that one called? I forgot the name of it.
It's pretty much called The Batman.
The Batman. Yeah, I have not seen that one yet.
Well, let's just say it's a little bit darker than the one that you may have saw with Batman Forever starring Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Well, that one wasn't especially. It did have some dark side to it, but Jim Carrey, I love Jim Carrey as the Riddler. And he wasn't... he didn't get a lot of love from the critics for that role either, but he played, Edward Nigma, the scientist that worked for Wayne Enterprises, and he got dissed by Bruce Wayne one day and went to the dark side and called himself the Riddler.
Yep, and can you guess which star from NCIS LA actually played in Batman Forever and Batman and Robin?
I can't answer that because I don't watch any of the NCIS shows, so I don't know any of the actors.
Mm.
Who was it?
That would be Chris O'Donnell.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, he played Robin.
Yep. Yep, but as I said, I just thought I might, maybe if anybody else why do you think that there's bad move? Like, why do you think there's not very good, like some of the, running out of source material? Maybe talk about the whole... the Batman movies, considering it a good Friday topic.
Well, the great thing about the Batman movies is just what I described it. In the world of fantasy, superhero movie, there's no rules. You can stretch reality as much as you want, and you can even change the backstories of the characters just so it's entertaining for the audience. But oftentimes in doing so, you alienate some of the longtime fans of the franchise. Same holds true of Star Trek. When the Star Trek reboot came out, whatever year that was, it's been a few years back with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto, they changed the timeline and the Vulcan was destroyed and they Spock had a relationship with Uhura. I thought it was great, and I was okay with all of the timeline changes, but there were a lot of the purists that just did not sit too well with. Same with the Batman movies.
Yep, But maybe when you get a chance, you should watch The Batman to see why I would consider it dark.
I will when I get a chance, and it'll be, I can tell you this, it'll be when I find it streaming free. I don't think that's happening yet, but I'll see it someday. Well, thanks for calling on a Friday morning and keeping in the Friday spirit. We can talk movies. We can talk about Batman or The Batman with Robert Pattinson as Batman. That's hard to picture. Two, but Robert Pattinson, I'm always going to remember him from the Twilight franchise. And I saw, I've watched more than one, but I saw one Twilight movie in a theater, seemed to go on forever, and I quickly realized I was not the target demographic for that movie. Saw it with my daughter, and seemed like it stretched on for 4 or 5 hours. I thought it was never going to be over. So that's how I remember Robert Pattinson, but he has gained a reputation as being a good, legitimate actor. So your thoughts, give me a call. Phone lines are open. We do have another caller waiting. Don't go away. I need to take a quick break, and it will be a quick one. We'll be back right after this. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hi, my name is Ashley Tate with the Holmes County Junior Fair Board. I would like to invite you to the Holmes County Junior Fair Livestock Sale on Thursday, August 11th and Friday, August 12th, starting at 4:30 p.m. The first night will include broilers, ducks, turkeys, and market hogs. The second night will include rabbits, beef feeders, dairy feeders, beef steers, market lambs, dairy goats, and meat goats. That's the Holmes County Junior Fair Livestock Sale on Thursday, August 11th and Friday, August 12th. See you there.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Thompson 99 is now open for lunch and dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with doors opening at 11 a.m. Enjoy our fine dining atmosphere with a full bar and fantastic menu at 509 Main Street in downtown Coshocton. We always celebrate happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Reservations welcome at 740-202-0258, extension 1004. We look forward to seeing you.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning and a likelihood of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 70%. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. We hope it holds off for the concert and the First Farm Friday today, though. Chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 70%. For tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, chance of showers, and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain is 50%. Currently, it is 79 degrees in Coshocton. Let's take a phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, I took a trip up to Pearl Valley Cheese yesterday.
Okay.
And one of the cheeses I bought was a hot pepper cheese. I got me a half a pound of that. But as she was slicing my cheese, I noticed she had it was a pepper jack. So I asked her which one was hotter, and she said, well, they're really both the same. She said, the peppers in it are the same. It's just different types of cheese is the only difference.
Okay.
I said, well, then just go ahead and give me the hot pepper cheese. She says, now, if you want something a little hotter, she says, we got a cheese called Jumpin' Jack.
Okay.
She says, yeah, she said, it has ghost peppers in it. And right away, I thought it
was.
So I'm wondering, my question is, have you ever tried it?
I've not tried Pearl Valley's ghost pepper cheese. I didn't even know they made it until now. Pearl Valley cheese here in Coshocton County, award-winning cheese. I love their Swiss. There's some in my fridge right now. Their Swiss and Colby are my my favorites. I've had some of their other cheeses as well. I also have had ghost pepper cheese or Carolina Reaper cheese, maybe both, from other cheese manufacturers up in Holmes County. I'm thinking Walnut Creek, but I'm not quite sure if I'm right about that. So there are other companies that make similar types of cheese with the ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers. I have had some of those cheeses from other companies, and it was plenty warm. They did it right. I don't like it when something somebody uses ghost pepper or Carolina Reaper as sort of marketing, and then they go mild on it to please the masses. If you're going to put ghost peppers in something, if you're going to put Carolina Reaper in something, it better burn you. What was your experience?
Well, I got the hot pepper cheese.
Did she give you a taste?
Well, no, I brought up, I thought, okay. Man, should I? They will give you a free test taste.
Yeah.
And then after I left, I thought of it. But if you say you had it, it is kind of hot then.
I've had it from another company. I see no reason why Pearl Valley Cheese would, why theirs would be any less hot if they make a ghost pepper cheese. And so from the, and I think it was Walnut Creek, but I'm not 100% positive about that. And furthermore, I think there's some others that make it as well. Troyer's, perhaps. I have tried it, and it was, it lived up to ghost pepper and Carolina Reaper. It will light you up.
I think. Well, next time I go up there, I think I'm just going to ask her to give me a taste of it.
I'm curious myself now.
Well, I'll let you know if I get brave enough to do that. But she told me when I told her to just give me the hot pepper, when she told me about the Jumpin' Jack, she says, now, she said, if you want a spicier or hotter cheese, she said, you can have some of that Jumpin' Jack. And I said, well, what's it? She said, well, we use ghost pepper.
Yeah.
And I went, nah, I don't think so.
The Pepper Jack cheese, it's been around for a while. Did she tell you what kind of peppers they use in it?
No,
I'm thinking it might be jalapeno, which can be hot and will give a kick, but nothing like ghost peppers.
Yeah, the hot pepper cheese and the pepper jack, she said, are the same peppers in it, just different type of cheeses.
Yeah.
But she said the Jumpin' Jack has the ghost pepper in it. So I think next time I usually make it up about once a month. I might ask for a bite of that.
And I forget, I don't know how much conversation we've had about this before, but are you a fan of super hot stuff?
No.
No, not really? Just curious,
so
huh?
If it's so hot that I can't enjoy it. Now, hot pepper cheese, I love it on cheeseburgers, sandwiches, because it ain't that hot to me. And I even like jalapenos, but like you say, jalapeno peppers can come in different heat ranges.
Right. The jalapenos range, my experience, they range widely to just a little bit of a kick up to pretty spicy. So, but you're curious. I'd be interesting to hear from you after you have a taste. Now, I haven't talked to you in a while, and we're getting pretty close to Ohio State football.
I know.
Any thoughts on the season so far?
Well, I think we're probably going to win the championship, but that's just my opinion.
You gotta have that belief, that attitude going into every season. But we've got a great returning offense. C.J. Stroud is back. Travion Henderson. You've got Jackson Smith Ojigba at wide receiver, and they've got another pretty good core of wide receivers. Some names aren't familiar yet. Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison should be familiar to NFL fans. He caught a lot of passes from Peyton Manning in the NFL. Marvin Harrison Jr. Getting a lot of good reviews. He got some playing time last year, but there just wasn't a whole lot of opportunity for him because of all those that were ahead of him. So I think we're going to see a lot from him this year. They got a good looking running game, a good looking passing game as well. Once again, the question marks seem to revolve around defense.
Well, we got a new defensive coordinator this year,
right,
too.
Right.
But all in all, I stay up with it pretty good. I don't remember their names so much, but they got a lot of depth in just about every position, if I understand right.
They always do.
Yeah. Now, is it? Their first game, is it Notre Dame?
It is Notre Dame, so we are going to find out right out of the chute what they're made of.
Well, last night on YouTube, I watched back 6 years ago we played them. Notre Dame was ranked 8th. We was ranked 7th. And it was one of those quick ones where they don't show any huddles. And I never watched it all, but right off the bat, we was up 14-0 with them 2.5-3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully it's a replay. This would be a replay.
That'd be a great way to start the season.
Yeah, it would. Well, hey, look, if I try that cheese, I'll call and let you know what I thought about it. And you have a great day.
You too. Thank you for calling. It is 10:34 and talking some Ohio State football and hot peppers, ghost pepper, cheese, and Pearl Valley making some pretty hot stuff as well. So I'm going to give it a taste next time I'm up there. Give me a call. We can talk about any of those things. So we can talk about Batman or Batman movies. We can talk about economic development here in Coshocton County following our guest the first hour. So lots of exciting, positive things happening here in Coshocton County. We've got the Ernest concert tonight, First Farm Friday. Don't want to leave that out. That's back bigger and better than ever, First Farm Friday from 5 to 7 tonight at the Court Square. And then Ernest scheduled to begin at 8 o'clock. So hope that the rain holds off. But you might want to bring an umbrella just in case. It's 10:35. Phone lines are open till 11. And we'll be back right after this.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm A.J. Schreiber. At Jeff Drennan Ford, we have the inventory and the financing regardless of your budget or credit history. Stop in and see me for your next vehicle at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hi, we're the Termite Brothers. I'm Tommy Termite, and I'm Timmy Termite, and we'd love to come to your house for dinner. I'll eat the porch, and I'll eat the carport. Boy, that sure is good.
Don't let the Termite Brothers have your house on their dinner menu. Give Extermatol a call today. The last thing you want is the destruction caused by these pesky termites.
Don't delay. Call Extermatol today at 740-545-9786. Serving Coshocton, Tuscarawas, and Holmes counties.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Introducing Beat the Stigma, Ohio's newest game show, where contestants go head-to-head to uncover the underlying causes of addiction. Did you know many of the contributing factors of addiction are beyond your control? Genetics can be responsible for 50% of your risk for addiction. Addiction is not a decision. It's a disease, and it's treatable. Can you beat the stigma? Challenge what you know about addiction at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy inherited properties, vacant homes, rentals, commercial properties, and apartment buildings. Give us a call today and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair. Minor dents and dings? No problem. Major collision repair? No problem. All repairs are handled by their ASE Blue and iCar Gold certified technicians. They accept insurance claims and offer rentals too. Rick's Auto Sales and Repair is located on South 2nd Street or call them at 740-622-3471.
Mostly cloudy skies today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers with thunderstorms likely in the evening, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, humid with lows in the upper 60s, chance of rain is 70%, and tomorrow cloudy in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain is 50%. Not an uncommon forecast for this time of the year. 79 degrees currently in Coshocton, so we can talk about economic development. We can talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes football team. We can talk about your garden. Now, here we are. We're well into August now, and other than my patio tomatoes, I still have no ripe tomatoes. And I have mentioned to some of our gardener callers that I did get a little bit of a late start getting them out this year, but I had a few of them out in late May. My start this year with the garden wasn't that late. I grew them all from seed. I have lots and lots of green tomatoes, but nary a single ripe one at this point. So anybody else having those type of gardening problems, give me a call and let me know. The phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock this morning, and we can talk about things going on in Coshocton this weekend. Tonight alone, we have First Farm Friday downtown. There will be vendors there. There will be farmers. There are going to be animals. And then the Ernest concert. So those are some possible topics, some things that we can chat about. If you just want to talk about how you're going to spend your weekend, or the summer is winding down, at least the summer when you define summer as the school year. We're just days away now from school getting back into session, so we can talk about how I spent my summer. Maybe some traveling that you did or didn't do. It is 20 minutes until 11 o'clock, and we have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about gas prices in Coshocton seems relatively low, but I just passed through Newcomerstown, and it was $4.44 or $4.43. I couldn't believe that.
$4.43,
I do believe.
Okay. Yep. So either that's an outlier or they're on the way back up again. I think all the ones in Coshocton are below $4 right now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been that way for weeks. It
right.
was $4.79, and then I drove to New Philly somewhere up there, and I got it for a dollar cheaper, basically, like $1 cheaper.
Hmm.
No, it was Canton. I'm sorry, Canton.
Yeah.
But anyhow, okay, I just wondered why. I mean, it's not exactly a stone's throw away, but it's pretty close, and it's almost a dollar. I just wonder why.
Yeah, well, I wish I had a magical answer as to why gas prices do vary so much between community to community. Here in Coshocton, typically we are right around average for Ohio, and even after the increase in gas sales tax a couple of years ago, Ohio usually right around average in the country, oftentimes a little bit lower than average. But you're always going to find places where gas prices are a little lower than we are in Coshocton, or a little higher. In this place, caller saw $4.41 a gallon, he said, in Newcomerstown. So I hope that is not a harbinger of things to come in the next few days across Ohio and across the country. But thankfully, gas prices have inched down steadily over the last couple of months. Still pretty high. We're still in the mid to upper, well, in the upper threes. I did see it for $3.41 a gallon at one place in Columbus last Saturday. I didn't need gas at the time, but I did top it off in Newark. You know, that station in Newark there, that Dayton Road. We see the gas price from the road, and I think, if I'm remembering correctly, it was $3.69, and got back into town, and at the time it was a little higher here. But gas prices, at least according to that caller, not too far from us, inching back up over the $4 mark. So we can talk about gas prices if you would like. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And personally, I am fortunate that I live just 2 miles from my workplace. So the minimum that I drive every day is 4 miles if I go to work and come home, which is most days. But not everybody else quite as fortunate. Even if you live 10 miles from your workplace, you're going to pay 5 times more for gas. And if you are one of those folks that lives in Coshocton County and travels to Newark or Zanesville or New Philly or Columbus every day, gas price is taking a big chunk out of your paycheck, your family budget. And furthermore, those of us that even if you don't have to drive that much personally, we're seeing those gas prices and diesel prices reflected in the products that we buy that reach the manufacturer to the retail place from point A to point B. The transportation costs have gone up. You'll see that reflected in the products as well. So the phone lines are dark, and I need you to light them up between now and 11. We'll be right back.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
There's fun for the whole family at the Holmes County Fair at Harvest Ridge, August 8th through the 13th. General admission is $6, $5 for seniors every day, and kids 10 and under are always admitted free. All of your favorite grandstand events, free musical entertainment at the CSB stage on the green, free parking, and so much more. Come to the Holmes County Fair, August 8th through the 13th in Millersburg, and enjoy all of the Junior Fair livestock shows. For details about their special admission price of $3, go to HolmesCountyFair.com or like them on Facebook.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hi, this is Carla Norris from the Howard Hanna Real Estate Services Coshocton office. One of my hobbies is buying distressed homes, renovating them, and then selling them to a happy family. My experience in the local market and finding properties with potential allows me to help you as a real estate agent. Give me a call today to help you find the property of your dreams. 740-502-1881.
Mostly cloudy today, chance of showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s, chance of rain is 70%. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers with thunderstorms likely in the evening, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s, chance of rain is 70%. For tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny with a chance of showers. Humid with highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. Chance of rain is 50%. Currently in Coshocton, it is 79 degrees. And looking at the... if you go to mywtnsradio.com, we do have a map that lists current, within the last 24 hours, gas prices in Coshocton County. In Coshocton County, those prices range from $3.65 a gallon up to $3.79 a gallon. And that might be a day old. Last caller says there it is on our map here. I was going to say Newcomer's Town is not within Coshocton County, but it still shows up on our map. And two gas stations in Newcomer's Town are listed at $3.99, two others listed at $4.43 a gallon. And out by the freeway, those two gas stations, $4.43 a gallon. And I got to admit, I was a bit skeptical of our caller's claim, but absolutely right that gas prices listed on our, and this map is powered by Gas Buddy. It's a long-standing gas price website, so we've got few stations that have climbed to $4.43 a gallon, and I got to tell you, that's enough motivation for me to want to top it off on my way home. So, phone lines are open. Let's go ahead and take another phone call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, speaking of bad movies,
okay,
I had to jump in and when I was listening to the Batgirl conversation. Yeah, they canceled that movie.
Halle Berry.
No, not Halle Berry. What is her name? Trying to remember. anyway, new ingenue female star as Batgirl.
Okay, I didn't know. I don't think the caller mentioned it, and I didn't know who it was. So
yeah, they had just such horrible screenings that Warner Brothers said, we're shelving this. This is never going to see the light of day, and they spent $90 million on it. And, you know, just like the Star Wars holiday special from the 70s, it will sneak onto YouTube somehow.
We're going to see it someday. At this point, I'm going to chalk this up to maybe it is a bad movie, but just trying to get as much publicity out of it as they can and generate some demand. I didn't even know that it existed, but now I want to see it.
Yeah, now I want to see it too. Just how bad is this?
Right.
And it almost reminds me of a few years ago when they announced that Quentin Tarantino was interested in directing a Star Trek film with the new cast, the Chris Pine and Quentin
Zachary Quinto, yeah.
Yeah, Zachary Quinto. And he wanted to frame it in kind of like the old original series when the Enterprise went to a planet that was based in 1930 Chicago. He wanted to do something similar in the movie. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, Star Trek Pulp Fiction. What would that be like?
I'd kind of like to see that, too.
But it's not going to happen. He finally lost the gig, and I guess the director who did WandaVision on Disney Plus landed the director's spot for the new Star Trek film that's coming out December of 2023.
Oh, I'm glad that you had the scoop. I just did a search a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, it's getting time for a new Star Trek movie. They aren't going to let the franchise fizzle, are they? Because they're coming out with all these new dumb, I shouldn't say that, but I'm not into all these new series that are coming up and going all sorts of different directions. So December, what did you say, 2023?
December of 2023
okay.
Is when they penciled it in for release. Matt Shankman is directing it. It was scripted by Josh Friedman and Cameron Squires. So I'm no hint on what the story is or anything yet, but I'm looking forward to that. And I like all the comic book sci-fi movies. I mean, I just took the wife to see Thor Love and Thunder last weekend, and it was pretty fun. It was not one of the better Marvel movies, but it was still a fun time out. And you know, I do the DC comic line. I saw the new The Batman, and I really wasn't a big fan of it. It was more of an emo Batman, and I just didn't really enjoy
it. That's kind of, when you say Robert Pattinson, that's kind of how I pictured it.
Yeah, so very emo Batman,
yeah.
And I wasn't invested in the characters. I didn't like the Riddler. I didn't like the Penguin. I just couldn't get invested, so I just suffered through it and watched it to the end, so I said I could see it. And then you ask, what was the very first Batman? Funny enough, it goes all the way back to 1943.
Oh,
they
really?
They did a serial. Like, every week, you know, you would come to the every week or every month, I can't remember. You would come and see the next chapter of the series of the Batman. It was in 1943 during World War II, and the Batman was fighting an evil Japanese scientist called Dr. Daka. And it took 13 episodes. If you can go onto YouTube and watch it, it would take you 4 hours to watch the whole serial. But it's pretty fun. It's a nice little, you know, retreat back to the old 40s realistic type what a Batman would be until they got to the 60s, and then Batman went ultra campy. And then kind of moved back on the campiness a little bit with Michael Keaton. And then, as you said, the three that came out with Christian Bale, those were very realistic.
Those were the best.
Those are the best. Those you could invest in every single character they developed.
That's for sure. I'm still got in the back of my mind Quentin Tarantino directing a Star Trek movie. You have a whole new vocabulary for Dr. McCoy.
Put
Samuel L. Jackson in the cast.
There you go. He could be Dr. Mbinga from Star Trek series that's on Paramount right now. Or it just finished up, Strange New Worlds. And that was excellent. I don't know if you subscribe to Paramount.
I don't, and I've really had, as much of a Star Trek fan as I am, I really have had little interest in all these new series that are coming out just a bit overwhelming, and plus I'm not going to subscribe to yet another service just to get it. Now, you are one of those rare breeds. I know you're a big Star Wars fan, maybe bigger than Star Trek. Is that fair?
No, I'd say they're about equal.
Okay.
They're about equal.
Oftentimes, at least, people try to generate animosity between fans of the two franchises, but that doesn't need to be.
No, it doesn't need to be. They're totally two different universes, two different realities, and, you know, not one is better than the other. I mean, Star Trek is more of a hope of envisioning what our future as humans will be in a few hundred years, where Star Wars is in a distant galaxy far, far away from ours. So they're both different, but I enjoy each one of them. Of all the Star Wars movies, I still think Rogue One was the best they've ever done, then followed by The Empire Strikes Back. But they're both good. But I like Star Trek just as much as I do Star Wars, and I have a Disney Plus subscription, so I watch the Star Wars series, The Mandalorian, the new Obi-Wan Kenobi that came out a little while ago. I watch those, and then I watch the new Star Treks, and I'll tell you, if you are a Star Trek fan, it is really worth your money to subscribe to Paramount Plus and watch Strange New Worlds.
I will take that under advisement on your say-so.
It is really good. It goes back to the 60s format of every week it's a new problem that the Enterprise has to solve, but it's much more, you know, up-to-date and for the 2020s, and the cast is excellent.
Do they wrap things up at the end of every episode and have some lighthearted banter on the bridge before they fade to credits?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, not quite the lighthearted banter every time, but, I mean, you do get invested in the characters, and you remember Pike from the original series of the 60s.
Sure.
When he traveled to, what was the name of the planet, where the mind control people were?
Oh, Talos IV.
Talos IV, thank you. And, you know, he eventually goes back because his body was completely destroyed by the radiation explosion that he was caught in. They still keep with that timeline, but they really build an interesting way of how he approaches that. And he knows that it's coming. If you watch the other Star Trek episodes, what is that, Discovery? He becomes aware that that's what's going to happen to him in 7 years. And so with that knowledge, he still manages to live his life and do his mission with that eventuality coming at him.
All right. Sounds like I'm going to have an afternoon on YouTube today.
On YouTube, on Paramount Plus. Yeah. You really should.
We got the old Batman on YouTube. That's just going to take four hours leading up to First Farm Friday. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's 4 hours. I'll warn you, it's long, but it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Well, I got to get to a commercial before the top of the hour. Good to hear from you this morning and getting into the Friday spirit. You know, we both just exposed ourselves as geeks with all those references.
Oh, yeah.
But,
mega nerds.
But that's what happens when you're a fan of those both of those franchises. Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call today. And I want to thank everybody for calling and everybody for listening today. I'll be back around one more time right after this.
Historic downtown Millersburg invites you to Vintage in the Village on Saturday, August 6th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy a full day of antique, repurposed, reused vintage finds all over the burg. You will also find craft demonstrations, live music, 40-plus vendors, 15 artisan shops, 8 local eateries, and food trucks. That's Vintage in the Village in downtown Millersburg on Saturday, August 6th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rain or shine.
The Coshocton Friends of the Library annual book sale will be held Thursday, August 4th and Friday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coshocton Public Library. In addition to great bargains on thousands of books, movies, and magazines, a silent auction will be held for books of higher value. The silent auction items are on display at the library now and bids are being accepted. For more information, please call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Talos IV, the Talosians, one of the great the great aliens on the original Star Trek series. The diminutive aliens in the robes with the giant heads and the pulsating brains. And they didn't move their mouths when they spoke through telepathy and brainwaves. Okay, well, that will wrap up our talk show today. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And a big thank you to Tiffany Swigert, the director of the Coshocton County Port Authority, and Pat Ford, director of business engagement for the Frontier Group of Companies. They are in the process of renovating the AEP property and developing an industrial park out there. And we'll talk to both of those folks again sometime in the near future. Let's check our weather forecast.
Family Urgent Care, located in the downtown or plaza, has a nurse practitioner on site Monday through Friday. Family Urgent Care offers COVID testing, DOT exams, and non-life-threatening illness and injury treatment. Call Family Urgent Care today at 740-295-9177 or stop by. They are located next to the BMV in the downtown or plaza.
Mostly cloudy today, and we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening. 70% chance of rain this evening. 50% chance of rain tomorrow with clouds in the morning and then partly sunny skies. Highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. Currently, it is 80 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.